know that off of TikTok?
No.
So you're relatively new to TikTok.
I'm a new TikToker.
Yeah. Us people who have been obsessed for years know that sound.
I'm a freshman. I need to be better at it.
And I'm a sassy sophomore.
You are for sure a sassy sophomore.
I'm a sassy sophomore that should be a senior, but she's been held back.
But she's too busy. She's too busy. She's giving handies in the bathroom.
I'm
sorry.
I'm working at the Megaplex downtown, and I didn't have time to do my homework.
Oh, sorry.
Mrs. Johnson.
Listen, you got too much to do. You can't go over this fucking math homework. You can't do that.
No. Oh, you want an outline for my essay? No.
Not today.
No.
I didn't get a chance to label all the states on the map.
No.
Mr. Jonathan.
Jonathan?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Hi.
Third week in a row.
Can you believe?
What a treat.
What a treat.
It's like we almost turned over a new leaf.
Almost.
Almost. I'm not making any promises still.
No.
But it's fine. You guys, 3 weeks in a row, what a treat. You guys get to enjoy.
What a treat.
I hope you enjoy, because we love being here.
Yes. And we're coming at you. I'm coming right out of the gate with it, because I'm going to crack it.
And we have...
I want to crack it, baby.
Crack it, because we got a lot to get through.
We have a lot to get through. We're test trying something brand new. Guys, it's not a seltzer.
It's not a seltzer.
It's not a seltzer.
It is very similar.
Well, in the sense that it's in a long, skinny can.
Yeah.
It is Loverboy.
Loverboy.
It's a hard... They're hard teas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sparkling. I didn't realize it was sparkling.
Oh, interesting. Weren't the Dunkin' ones also sparkling? Were they not? I can't remember.
No, I don't know. But I can tell you that they were ass.
But I didn't like them.
They were ass.
Yeah. I won't buy them again.
No.
But yeah.
These are sparkling hard tea.
And they're made by the guy that is in the Summer House and Winter House show.
Which I've never seen.
I've also never seen. I don't care.
Is that that's Bravo, right?
It's on Bravo. It is on Bravo, because he was just at BravoCon.
I'm a Bravo. I'm a Bravaholic.
I'm a Bravaholic.
I haven't tried out Summer or Winter House.
I don't think I'm going to like it. And judging by the boy that created this brand, I'm not going to like it. I don't like the mullet. I don't like the mullet.
But if you get a haircut.
Like I said when we looked at him, I would give him a smooch, a peck or two. I'd look at him naked.
Yeah.
I would.
A peck on the pecker.
Let's be honest.
You are Peter Piper.
Let's know the pecking order.
A peck of peppers.
Know the pecking order.
You know the pecking order.
So, amen.
You're a cock-sucking, cum-guzzling Republican cunt.
And?
Right. And I sleep better at night knowing you're not in the White House.
Amen. We got to get into that, because I want to get into that show.
Okay. Back to Loverboy. We don't know if this guy is a nice guy on the show.
We don't know
nothing about the show.
No.
So if he's not a nice guy and people have banned against this brand and are not trying to buy it because he's a dirtbag.
Sorry.
We don't know that.
Sorry. Justin literally bought the pack in the store because it was
based
cute.
On appearance. It is cute.
It is really cute. It's a really cute brand. If this is a Tom Sandoval situation, we don't know.
I don't even know that
we
situation.
We don't know. I also don't fully know the situation. I think he cheated.
I need to watch that.
I don't fully know the situation.
But so it's a 4-pack.
Yeah.
Or 4-flavor pack of hard, sparkling, hard teas. Some of them sound iffy.
Some of them sound
iffy. Some sound great.
Yeah. It's 4 different flavors.
4 different flavors. But I will tell you, for everybody who's going out there, they are sold in packs of 8. So you get 2 of each flavor, not 3. And it's the same price as getting a 12-pack of Trulies. And they're you only get 2 of each flavor, and each one is only 4.2% alcohol, not 5 like a Truly.
Right.
So you are not getting
the bang for your buck.
The alcoholic bang for your buck.
Amen.
But the taste might be great.
I hope so.
The taste might be great.
I hope so.
They're 90 calories a piece, which I think... Is that what a Truly is?
Trulies are 100. So 100, you know what? We're cutting back on the alcohol, but we're cutting back on the cows.
And they're also 0 grams of sugar, like a seltzer.
I love that we're selling it right now as if we do have some type of partnership or sponsor. It might be terrible. It could very well be terrible. If it's not terrible, and even if it is, Loverboy, we would love to sponsor. We'd love a sponsorship.
If it's bad, yeah.
If it's bad, it doesn't matter.
Listen, if you want to get, even if it's bad, if you give us a sponsorship, we'll delete the episode.
I'll get rid of
it
right now.
I'll test try again and say, delish.
I will start fresh.
Oh my God.
I gag through it. I'm like, listen, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's great.
Like that little girl on TikTok who's eating her mom's cooking.
Yes, she's yes.
Like, and she's like, you like it, right? And she's like, mm-hmm.
That's me. That's me. Oh my God.
Well, so crack them.
Let's just
do you
crack
like unsweetened iced tea?
Yes.
I do too. I like unsweetened iced tea more than sweet tea.
I agree.
We're Northerners. We are. I'm a but like the idea that this is 0 grams of sugar, 90 calories, and it's a tea.
I'm very intrigued.
I'm wondering if it's not sweet. I hope that it's not sweet with like.
I bet it's not. I bet it's just sweetened with the lemon.
Guys, the ingredients, the first ingredient is organic brewed tea.
Amazing. Guys, the first.
The second is alcohol.
The first flavor we're trying is half and half.
We haven't. Go ahead.
It's half and half. So it's half lemonade, half tea. I'm very intrigued by it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it is going to be sweetened by the lemon.
Yeah.
And the can is adorable. The can is truly adorable.
No, not truly. It's Loverboy.
Oh, you're right. It's Loverboy adorable.
0 grams of fat, zero, no sodium.
2% juice.
So you're getting something.
There's something in there.
And for people that care, it's caffeine-free and gluten-free.
Work.
All right, let's crack it.
Let's crack it.
Half and half.
Amazing. It smells terrible.
Do you think so?
It smells like Bud Light.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It smells like somebody handed me this and they said, smell it, it's Snapple.
Yeah.
But it's Bud Light.
It's Bud Light.
Like, it does have a bit of a Snapple.
No, it's Bud Light.
It smells a bit like Snapple.
So, for me, this is giving me memories of being drunk at a bonfire outside in high school.
Mm. And drinking a Mike's Heart. No, Twisted
drinking
tea.
Bud Light. Rolling up with a pack of Bud Light.
I smell a little more tea.
Do you?
Think tea. Stop thinking about Bud Light.
It smells like the can has been teabagged, for sure.
This is probably the flavor I was most excited for.
Yeah.
Because I like an Arnold Palmer, especially an unsweetened iced tea.
Me too.
So.
Let's do it.
Well, I don't want to dis... Loverboy, listen.
Loverboy.
Right now, we can turn this van around. You give us a sponsorship. I mean, come on, lover boy.
Give us...
Two bland gays.
Come on.
Bland lovers.
There
we could mix this.
Oh my God, amazing.
We're boys. We love boys.
We love boys.
We love lover boys.
We're lovers of
if
boys.
If we put this can to our fucking lips and it tastes like Bud Light, I'm going to be pissed. Eight cans for $20.
Yes. This feels like a silent prayer right now. I'm excited. Ready?
No. Yes.
Let's
ready,
do it.
Go.
Oh my God, it's so bad. It almost has a buffalo chicken aftertaste.
I'd say it's heavy on the Bud Light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's heavy on a watered down beer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
With a lemon squirt.
Oh yeah.
They forgot to say that the tea was brewed in light beer.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 years ago. Yeah.
I know that sometimes we like try and get on here and we test everything. I'm normally the person that's like, wow, that's gross. For Kevin to lead with. Wow, that's gross.
Wow, it's bad.
Because Kevin truly would suck the alcohol out of a deodorant stick.
And you know, period. You know it.
Will you finish the can?
Maybe.
It's not good.
Listen, I'm going to finish the can because you spent a lot of money on this pack.
Period. Do it for me.
I will do it for you.
We're not even getting 5% alcohol from this. And I feel like it's alcohol forward.
Yeah.
The taste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not even getting 5%.
Wow, it's really not good. I don't know what that is.
My second sip was better.
Oh, okay. I'm still getting cheese.
I'm going to throw this microphone at you. It does not taste like cheese.
I'm getting cheese?
No, you're not.
I am.
Hold on. What kind of cheese?
Like cheese that you'd put in a buffalo chicken dip.
Baby, that's cream cheese.
Well, that's not good.
You think it tastes like cream
either.
Cheese?
I'm getting a little bit of cream cheese.
No, you're not. Hold on.
The aftertaste is.
I want you to be honest. I don't want you. There's no jokes here.
No.
Look at me, Bible.
Bible. The aftertaste is giving me buffalo chicken dip. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna think about that now.
Okay.
With chips or just with your hands?
It tastes like just the dip. Like, okay. I put a spoon in.
All right.
You got to give it a minute.
Ah! Okay, this is weird. Hold on.
Okay.
Because I would have if you never said that, I would have never picked that out of there. But for me,
it's bad. It's,
something's dairy. Something's dairy. I don't get full buffalo chicken, but you said give it a second, and I exhaled a little bit, and there was dairy in
there's
my mouth.
There's dairy.
But now it's gone again. But it was for like 1 second.
Right, but even that 1 second, whoo boy, that's a lot for me.
I don't know that I can fake liking this.
I hope that this is the worst, and I don't think that it is.
Oh, it can't be, because there's one in there that I'm really not looking forward to. Which we might have to do next.
We should do it next and get it out of the way. Because at this point, for me, I think there's one saving grace flavor.
Yeah.
I think there's one.
Because y'all, let's talk about these flavors quick.
Okay.
The one that we're not looking forward to is black cherry vanilla.
I hate
vanilla. You might be thinking to yourself, wow, ooh, that sounds good. I don't like black cherry seltzers at all.
Yeah. And I don't like anything with vanilla. Like, that just feels weird.
The idea of black cherry vanilla in a tea... Mm-mm. With alcohol does not sound good.
No.
And then there's mango pear. That sounds terrible. Pear.
No. Pear, that concerns me.
Didn't we have a pear one in one of these? Hibiscus pear or like a... No, it was one of the holiday ones, right? It had a pear.
Yes, it definitely had pear. It wasn't bad.
I don't remember it being good.
But I can't remember if it was the pack that was a black Truly can that had like the neon.
Yes.
I don't know if it was that one or if it was actually like in the Bud Light pack that was horrendous.
Mm.
I can't remember.
No, I'm picturing it with the citrus sparkler in the black holiday cans.
Yep.
Pear something, partridge in a pear tree.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What would you give this? This is
I don't know that you can ask me that.
Okay.
I want to rank this pretty low.
I want a sponsorship.
It's an 8.
It's a 9. It's a 9.5.
That's an 8 for me.
Wowee, that's good. It's a 3. It's a 3.
I would.
It's a maybe 2.
It's a 2.
It's terrible.
That's a 2. That's a 2. That's a dirty foot 2.
It's terrible. Awful.
I'm hoping all their other flavors are amazing.
Me too. I don't have high hopes.
And guys, we just fucking tagged them in an Instagram thing.
And I hope they share it. But
and I hope they don't listen.
Please don't listen. And please, if you are listening, please give us a sponsorship.
We will delete this.
It'll go away right now. Say the word.
Give me a shirt that says Loverboy. I would wear a shirt that said Loverboy with this
a
on
ringer
it.
Tee? A ring, an off-white ringer tee with like the purple around the arm. How cute. How cute. Oh, I love that.
Guys, the branding is great.
The branding is
and
fantastic.
I don't think that this man from Summer House, Winter House, I don't know who he is or what he's done with his life. I don't think that he's the originator of this. I think he probably paid.
Probably.
You know, like somebody probably came up to him and was like, I have this thing.
I don't think he has the right idea.
I don't think he made it. So it's nothing against him or Bravo, because we'll go on Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go on Bravo and I'll talk it up.
I'll say we have 400 followers on Instagram.
So, what do you think about that?
So tell me more.
So if you wanted a big roller, here I am.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you wanted heavy filled pockets, baby.
Well, you got them.
Yeah.
They're full of Skittles.
We need to finish this can. We'll crack another one and then we'll actually talk about something.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So we did pull the black cherry vanilla, but guys, we're being pussies.
We're splitting the can on this one.
We're splitting the can.
We have to. I'm nervous about it.
Wow. Wow. It smells like soda.
Okay.
It does not have any smell of tea at all.
Oh, it's very black cherry.
Very heavy on the black cherry. But like a black cherry soda.
Yeah.
Not a black cherry seltzer. Black cherry soda.
I'm not mad at this.
I'm not mad at the smell.
No.
Nope. I almost said better than the first one. The aftertaste is pure medicine.
It's pure medicine. Absolutely,
wow,
medicine.
Like pure.
Why would you drink this pack? Why would you? Here's my question.
They made it and they put it all together.
They put it together and they said, "This is fire. This is going to be a great pack."
Well, I think some places know that their branding and their stuff, like the appearance of their stuff, is going to sell the product.
And it got you.
And it got me.
And it got
you. But the thing is that I'd never buy it again.
No, it's done.
So how are you going to, how can you sustain your company?
Right.
If the product is not good, and I'm not even being funny. The product is not good.
The product is bad. Oh, wow.
This is not good.
No, no, no. I want to give this out.
A one.
Out, yeah. Okay.
This is a one for real.
Yeah, it's medicine. It's one.
It is just medicine.
It's terrible. Yeah.
I would welcome a vanilla note.
There's no vanilla. There is absolutely no vanilla.
What the funny thing is, it's called Loverboy. It's filled with NyQuil.
It's filled with hate.
And when Kevin and I are snoring on these microphones in 10 minutes, let us be.
Let us go.
Let us be.
Let go, let God. Wait, so what happened when you bought this pack?
Just a quick story. So this is a brand new beer store that just opened probably last month. And so we park and we walk in. We're the only ones there. It's us and the one employee. And it's just aisles of 12 packs.
Oh.
You know, just all different. I mean, they had everything. They had everything. So we walk in and the guy that's working there, he's younger, mm-hmm. 30 probably. You know, like he's not an older guy.
Yeah.
He greets us. Cool, fine, hi. So we're walking into, we skipped a couple aisles, skipped the aisles of the gross stuff. Yeah. Went into the aisle that I saw seltzers in. So we were in the aisle and Cody and I were talking and I see out of the corner of my eye, like the guy. So I turn back and he's moved himself to being out from behind the counter and is now just watching us in the aisle that we're in.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. But he was like talking. I think he had like a AirPod in or something. Like I was like, okay, maybe. He wasn't like staring into our eyes, but he was just like there. Uh-huh. So I was like, he must be doing something. So we move down to the next aisle and he loops around and comes into that aisle and then sees us both looking at him. So he was like, oh, and like took him out of the aisle. And I turned to Cody and I said, if he follows us through the store, I'm just leaving. I'm just leaving.
Yeah.
That's so weird, right?
What do you look like a thief? Where are you going to put the pack of seltzer?
That's what I...
Where are you hiding the pack of seltzer?
Literally what I said to Cody is, what does he think I'm going to do with this box of seltzer?
Literally.
But I didn't even have... We had nothing in our hands. We had no bag. No bag. Just walking... I mean, just walking in. And I don't think that we look suspicious in any way.
I don't think you do.
It was just so strange. So then we... popped into, they have a really big like beer cave there.
Oh.
So we went into the door and into the cooler because they had some other stuff in there. And I was like, this motherfucker is just staring at us. Like just staring at us. So we're in the beer cave cooler thing and he can't follow us in there and he can't see us in there. So like, what the fuck are you going to do now?
Right.
So we go around, it has an entrance and an exit on another side.
Oh.
So we like went in and we were going through the beer cooler and looking at stuff and we pop out and he wasn't standing by the exit. So I was like, okay, great. But then I hear he's talking to somebody and there was another customer in there. So it's like, oh, we're safe. So the other customer, we're looking through the last aisle. Finally, I found this Loverboy stuff and, we were in the last aisle and the guy left, the other customer left, he had bought something. And the fucking worker appears at the end of our aisle again.
Get out of here.
Appears there.
Take a picture, asshole.
And he's like just hanging. Just hanging as if we're at his garage sale.
What do you like?
And I'm gonna have to ask him the price of things.
Right.
Like it's like we had a personal shopper with us.
Get away from me.
It was so
uncomfortable. Get away from me.
To the point where we left there and I was like, I'm not gonna go back.
No, that's weird. I think like, what are you gonna do? Bend over and shove the cans up your ass? Like I don't understand, like a little Pez dispenser. Where am I?
Also, we're in the back of the
right.
Where the Loverboy stuff was the last aisle.
What do you
I'm gonna have to run past you
right
with an 8-pack of highlighter pink cans of Loverboy.
You're gonna see it.
Seltzer.
No.
And I don't wanna be that guy. Do I look agile? Where am I running? I'm just trying to get through life.
I just wanted a pack of seltzers.
I just wanted a pack of seltzers. That's and I was it. Seeing what you had.
That's it.
But he just kept hanging out with us.
Chill out. Chill out.
And then at the end, when I walked up, he's like, oh, all set? You know I am.
You know I am. You saw me pick this
up.
You
could tell me every fucking box I touched.
You know everything. Girl, what are you doing?
It was so uncomfortable. That's so weird.
I hate that.
Go away.
I get it, small business, but like, let's also look. You don't look shifty. You don't look like you're going to steal something. You have no way to steal a box of seltzers. Chill out.
Also, though, what does somebody that is suspicious look like? Like, how?
I guess
what choice have you made to follow me?
Right.
What gave you this weird vibe about me?
Right.
Because here's the thing. I'm a chubby boy. All right. If I wanted these lover boys to disappear on my body, they would have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can watch me.
Yeah.
You can watch me do whatever you want. I'm a child of the 90s. All right? If I want those to disappear,
I know how to get them. I know how to get them.
I've taken the Crayola crayons from the fucking
Amen,
Target
sister.
When I was a girl.
Amen, right? Sister.
Je suis la juvie. I'm a young girl. All right? I know exactly what I'm doing. If I need a can of seltzer, if I need to get my fucking riz with a can of seltzer today, I'll do it.
Right.
I'll do it. But I probably wouldn't pick your huge fucking beer store.
Right.
To take from, baby.
Where I'm the only customer.
Where I'm the only one.
And also, if it's you and Cody standing together, like, you'd have to separate in order to take it.
Just weird.
Get out of here.
Just weird. We all know. If you're going to steal, you go to Walmart.
Gee, of course. Of course. Of course. Have you ever stolen anything from Walmart?
No.
No?
When I was a kid, I don't know. I have way too much anxiety to physically steal something.
I
have seen the videos online of people like getting harassed at the exit for like stealing or whatever. That could never be me. I'd give myself up before I even left.
True. Yeah.
I'd like put it in my bag and then I'd be like, oh my God, there's something in my bag. I can't.
Really?
Oh, I would not be good at that.
Guys, no one judge me, but during COVID, I stole a few things from Walmart.
What?
I stole, one time I stole half my groceries.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. One time. Not because, listen.
Kevin, how? Listen,
not because money was tight. Mm. Not because I needed something. Mm-hmm. Just because I fucking hate Walmart.
Yeah,
that's really what it is. I think Walmart is shitty. And you are so fucking greedy and you're not paying your employees well. And
so,
I was like,
so I'm taking this.
So I'm taking this. I took half my groceries. Just by not scanning
them.
And
you're, do you remember when we were having the series Queries Harry Potter and I went and I bought groceries and snacks for that and I bought A&W cream soda?
Yeah.
And it was under my car at the grocery store.
Oh my God, yes.
And I scanned everything. I spent over $100 and I was cashing out and the woman came over and was like, you have cans under there.
Yeah, bitch.
I was like, I forgot. Who? Why are you? She was like so mad at me. Girl, I just spent $111 on shit to make chocolate wands.
Right.
And little fake witch brooms. And you think I'm not scanning the $3 thing of cream soda on purpose?
Right.
On purpose?
Chill out, bitch.
On purpose? Get out of my face.
Stupid.
No, I've always been friends, like in college and stuff. Some of my friends were stealers.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had like friends that like, they've just been, oh, I just take it.
I
cannot walk out of the store.
I have never been, well, so, okay, so here's the thing.
Oh, I cannot be a thief.
I'm not normally a thief, but during COVID, they were very lax. They weren't looking at you. And they also like didn't have the overhead cameras because now they got cameras over the self-checkout. So they'll see it.
Because of you.
Because of me. I took half my groceries.
Because of you.
Listen, I was eating good in the neighborhood.
You walked out of that store.
Yeah.
And you didn't feel like you didn't shit your pants?
No, fuck Walmart.
They would know that I had stolen just because of how I had to walk to hold the poops in my pants. Yeah, my diaper would overflow it.
It's just, listen, it wasn't a full thing. It would just happen the one time. But I was like, fuck you. Because fuck you, Walmart. You're making all these people come in here, unsafe conditions. It's, you guys don't care about your employees. You're not paying them more for being here. Fuck you. I'm going to get my money's worth. And I got my money's worth.
I used to work at an American Eagle. Uh-huh. And I was just a regular schmo there. A denim expert, actually.
That's what I was.
It was the denim expert at the store. Thank you.
Love that.
And somebody came in and like I was folding in the front. They call it the front room there. Mm-hmm. I was folding behind the little table there and somebody just came in and stole a stack of polo shirts.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to do anything about that.
No.
And they like looked at me like I was going to do something. I don't care.
I'm not following you.
I don't care.
I'm not. I don't.
What are you going to do? You're taking 14 orange polo shirts.
What are you
going
to do with those?
Honestly, that's what you came in to take?
Right. That's what you chose?
That's what you came in to take? The $30 polo shirts?
Girl.
What about these $60 jeans? Take a stack of these.
Right. Take the jeans.
Baby, I'll fill your cart for you. Bring it in.
Hold the bag open.
You want 14 of those? No, you don't.
You want? I'll give you 15.
Do you need me to check a size in the back?
I'll get them. You let me know.
What are you looking for?
Ridiculous. I tell you the one time I used to work for, I worked for FYE, and I was standing at the registers one time when someone came into the store, and I greeted them. I said hello. They said hello back. Mm-hmm. They walked down the far aisle, farthest away from me.
By the porn.
But stopped at the TV on DVD wall, grabbed an entire shelf of Friends on DVD, and ran out of the store. And before I even knew it was happening, he was gone. Before I even knew what the
sensor... Would you have stopped him?
No.
No, I don't care.
I'm not... Why?
These big corporations want to pay me minimum wage.
Right.
And think that I'm going to protect their product.
And you want me to stop him because he's got the complete box set of Friends in his pants?
No.
No, I don't think so. You know what? Maybe he would have purchased it if it was cheaper.
Meanwhile, these corporate places have all of these items in their corporate offices and they just take them home.
Yes.
They just take them home.
I ended up working in corporate at FYE and I got free shit all the time. I got stacks and stacks of shit.
Well, they were paying you.
Well, they, yeah.
Six nickels in a sandwich bag.
Well, that's very true. That's kind of like the corporate thing where it's like, oh, morale is down. Here's a pizza party.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted a raise? Here's an extra cheese.
That guy died from Friends. I've never seen Friends.
I know. That guy died. Friends?
Matthew. Perry.
Matthew Perry. Yeah.
He's dead.
What do you think about that? Sad.
I think it's sad. I've never watched Friends. Like, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen him act in anything.
Yeah.
It's sad when anybody dies.
Of course.
There was a terrible joke online.
What?
So.
You're going to be terrible.
People are like, oh, Matthew Perry died in his hot tub.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's no swimmer.
Stop it.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
That's terrible.
Shame on them.
Terrible.
That is a naughty thing.
That's naughty. I've seen Friends. I enjoy Friends, the episodes that I've watched.
Okay.
I think they're funny. But I don't know a lot about Matthew. And you know, I haven't seen the whole thing. I will say, he was addicted to drugs,
yes.
And he worked really hard to get clean.
Yes.
And the one thing he said before he passed was he just wanted people to remember all the good that he had done and not remember
He knew him. He was dying?
No. But like months what? Ago, he's like, when I die, I want people to remember me.
Why would he say that?
Someone asked him.
Do you think that's weird, though?
I do think it's weird. But someone asked him in an interview like how he wanted to be remembered when that happens. And he said he wants to be remembered for the good that he's done and the people that he's helped with addiction over Friends. And I feel like a lot of people only remember him from Friends, and that's like Summer Bummer.
Summer Bummer?
Summer Bummer.
What are people going to remember about you?
Absolutely nothing.
And wouldn't you rather be remembered for Friends?
Yeah.
Like the biggest fucking sitcom show in the world, in the whole world.
I just learned that every cast member on Friends brings home $250 million a year in royalties.
No, not possible.
Still. No, I just read it.
Are you serious?
Yes, a year still.
And that's what you're bummed about that he's remembered for? You wanted him to be remembered as an addict?
No, for helping addicts. People
because he was?
Yeah. He was clean. Anyway, my whole point is that $250 million, mm-hmm. if I had it, I wouldn't be stealing from the Walmart.
Period. Period.
Let's grab the next can.
Okay.
We
so no one told you life was gonna be this way. We made jokes, but everything was a joke.
We're just kidding, guys.
We're just kidding.
Very sad. Of course, it's very sad.
Of course.
And
the joke was not mine.
It was not yours. You're just sharing the joke. We're jumping over to the third.
Nobody hate me. I know the friends people are crazy.
They're gonna
second only to the Beehive.
Second only to the Beehive, but just in front of the Office fans. Very close.
But I feel like Office fans are willing to make a joke out of the Office. Friends fans are like
serious.
That's a fucking
the one where Justin made a joke.
Yeah, that's the best show I've ever seen.
The one where we got canceled because Justin made a bad joke.
I welcome being canceled. You already know that. I don't care.
I know.
I'm like Trisha Paytas.
I
would keep doing what I'm doing.
You're Trisha. Hi, Trish.
Yeah. Fat, sad, crying.
Stop it.
What? She says herself.
She does all three of those.
She said I'm fat.
She does all three of those.
There's nothing wrong with being fat, but she's thinner than I. Like, she's. I think Trisha's body is built. I think she looks great.
She got a nice rack.
Yeah. Hourglass. I mean, come on. Well, her rack is fake.
You know what my favorite.
Which is fine. Trisha Paytas thing is,
My favorite Trisha Paytas thing is when Trisha Paytas is dressed like she's from fucking The Shire or Lord of the Rings. And she's in her
new...
Hello, Traveler.
Worst accent I've ever
horrendous.
Heard.
Horrendous. She's wiping down her granite countertop with a sponge. No. No. As if she's cleaning a bar in The Shire. I love it. I also love the one where she's wearing a cowboy hat and she goes, is there something that you're looking for?
Yeah. I like when she's dressed Egyptian, I will say, because it's not King Tut or whatever. But she's like, and it always comes out at Halloween time.
Yeah.
She like did it like years ago and she's like, and she swings back and forth.
I can't.
I really like Trish. I think that she... has said and done terrible, terrible things.
Yeah.
But I think, like, she has made some good points in her life.
Absolutely.
And I think that she's made a lot of changes since becoming a mother.
I don't know enough to say that she has. I don't know.
I don't actually know that much either. I could be talking square out of my ass right now.
Okay. Okay.
People are like, wow, she just said this, and they pull up something terrible.
Wow. She to me feels, and this is rude, and I'm saying it, she feels like... Britney Spears, when Britney Spears first became a mom. Not great. Not great. Like holding the baby, very loosey-goosey, and smoking a cigarette.
No, she's not do any of that.
Well...
She's a good mom. She goes through the McDonald's drive-thru with her baby.
Yeah, but the baby's in the front seat. Yeah. The baby's holding her double cheeseburger while she drives.
Enough.
Well, anyway. Enough. We have our third can and we're going back to, we're going to just fucking rip the Band-Aid off and we're going to do mango
full cans
pear.
Each.
Full cans each of mango pear. Again, branding, super adorable.
Adorable, good color.
Super cute.
Maybe the ugliest one though.
I think the red one was terrible. I thought the red one was gross. I think this one's second gross. In terms of branding.
The first one. The blue one is beautiful.
I love the blue one. Yeah, the blue one was good.
Guys, look it up. The half and half lover boy can.
They're beautiful. Cute. You'll like them. So let's go ahead and crack this. It's mango pear. I don't have high hopes. My first thought on the smell is not high. It's not nice. It's giving me blue cheese.
No! 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 Stop. I just flared out the whole microphone. I can't handle that. It smells like olive juice.
Well, considering it's mango pear, that's not good.
It smells like sweet olives. I don't like mango flavors.
Love mango, but I'm nervous about the pear.
I'm nervous. Oh, I'm terrified about the pear.
About the pear. Let's just do it.
Are you a pear girl?
No.
Do you pears?
I never go for a pear. I actually don't think I've ever had a pear. I gotta be honest. Other than like the artificial flavors from other things.
You've never had pears?
No, I've never had a pear. No, that's I've never weird. Had a pear. Well, I lived a sheltered life. Here we go. Oh, it's not bad.
It's the best one so far.
Best one so far, for sure.
Best one so far.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I
don't taste pear or mango, so that's great.
I don't know what I'm tasting, but it's not bad.
No, it's a little sour.
Yeah. Fruit roll-up?
Fruit roll-up.
Do you remember those fruit sheets? They were like fruit roll-ups, but they had like the chunks of fruit in it.
Nope.
Okay. Me either. What are you rating this? I'm going to give it a 5.
5.
What
was your first one?
2.
My 2. 2, then 1.
Then 1.
Now this, I'm up to 5, I think.
I'll give this a 5.
It totally gives fruit roll-up, but mixed a little bit with like tomato juice.
Do I have a refined palate?
No.
I'm picking up notes of cheese in some of these seltzers. That to me feels
not
refined.
Cheese. You're joking.
Dairy.
Cheese?
In the first one. You did too.
Yeah, I got dairy in the first one.
Yeah. This one, no. But it does smell like blue cheese.
There's not a single smell of blue cheese.
Bummer, huh? Wow.
Let me be clear.
Be clear.
I'm gonna black out.
No. I'm gonna black out from the taste.
Yeah, not from the alcohol content. All right.
So I wanted to talk to you today about a show that I just started watching. I watched one episode 3 days ago. Have you heard of The Golden Bachelor?
I have heard.
You've heard of The Golden Bachelor.
I've never seen any.
Really?
Bachelor.
Okay. Because you don't want to, or...
I don't think I do.
Yeah. I'll tell you that I've watched one season of The Bachelor prior, and it was a man, I think his name was Matt, he liked to kiss with his eyes open. It really freaked me out. And then they watched...
The whole time?
The whole
with
time.
With his eyes open?
Eyes open. Very strange.
The whole time?
The whole
that
time.
That close to somebody's face?
Uh-huh. I don't like that. I don't trust someone that kisses with their eyes open. Let me say that. Let me say that to you.
I believe... What are you looking for?
What are you looking at? Why are you looking at me?
Too close.
No. You're looking at my pores. Do you like that? And then I watched an episode... Or I watched a season of The Bachelorette. And that was even worse. Mm. So when The Golden Bachelor came out, I said, wow.
And this is like a 60-year-old man, right?
He's in his 60s. And he's dating other 50, 60-year-old women.
Okay.
They had to be older. I had no high hopes. It was one of the most wholesome things I've ever seen. It was adorable. He was sweet as a button. I'm a little bummed that I wasn't allowed to be on the show because I also would be... I'm really smitten with him.
Yeah.
His name is spelled Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, but apparently it's Gary. I don't like that. I don't like that.
G-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah.
That's Jerry.
That's Jerry. But he says Gary. And I said, that I don't like.
If my name was Jerry, I would also say it was Gary.
You think?
I don't like the name Jerry.
I don't like the name Gary.
I don't like either of them, but I don't like Jerry.
I think I'd go by Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah. Like maybe Jer. You can call me Jer.
Jer Bear.
Jer Bear. Yeah, that's cute. No, I would. The women are cute. They're all older. No real drama on it, which is interesting. But it's very wholesome and sweet. But it got me thinking about like other like dating or like reality dating shows.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about like in the early 2000s. Do you remember Flavor of Love?
Yes.
Oh my God. And
do I ever?
And I Love New York.
Yeah, A Shot of Love with Tila Tequila.
A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. Remember when they had the huge one round bed? And it was men and women, and they all just share the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, amazing.
Rock of Love.
Rock of Love with Bret Michaels. Remember, they'd all name the people that came in. But Rock of Love, there was a woman. Her name, I don't remember her real name, but he called her Rodeo.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's what I want in my life.
What would you want your name to be if you were on one of these shows?
Well, I think I'd want my name, if I were on Flavor of Love, I'd want my name to be Jugs, but with a Z instead of an S. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you
mean.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's what you'd get.
Yeah. And if I went on Rock of Love, I think I'm picturing myself really tan skin, like really leathery, long hair,
yeah,
dry hair.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Tawny. My tits are out, but I think my name is Trailer.
No, shut up. Shut your mouth. Not Trailer.
Trailer. I think it's Trailer.
Stop.
I think it's Trailer.
Stop. So is that, how does this work? So the Flavor of Love one.
Yeah.
What gave you your nickname? He did, but like he just looked at them and gave them a nickname.
Yeah.
Like right off the bat.
Yeah. He gave like New York, Tiffany New York. He gave her name because I think she's from New York. She's
from Utica.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I don't know where Pumpkin came from because she was a slender, like, white bitch.
You're a blessing.
You're Pumpkin. And then, I mean, there was Boots.
Wasn't it Hottie?
Hottie. Goldie.
Buck Wild.
Buck Wild was absolutely a girl I went to high school with. 100%. Buck Wild looks like she hasn't washed her hair in 3 months. 3 months. It hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts to move.
And you'd be Jugs.
And I'd be Jugs.
Which I feel like fits perfectly.
I think so too. So, yeah.
Going along with yours, your Jugs, I'd like to be your twin sister, Heine.
Heine. Yes.
Can't you see him giving somebody the name Heine?
Absolutely.
Oh, wasn't there Delicious?
There was Delicious.
Delicious.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Delicious and Heine.
And Delicious wasn't delicious.
No.
No, she's pretty gross. What would your name be on Rock of Love? It's you and Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
With a straw cowboy hat.
Yeah, he'd call me PBR.
Yes, absolutely PBR. Mm-hmm. PBR. Absolutely. For sure. I get it.
Trailer and PBR.
Trailer and PBR.
Mm-hmm.
Jugs and Heine.
Yeah.
Did you watch I Love New York too?
Yes.
That shit was
with
so
Chance,
good.
And then there's Chance at Love, right? Chance
yes.
at Love.
Remember Mr. Boston too?
No.
Mr. Boston was like the tiny white guy that got his head beat in onto the wall.
No, but that's funny.
That's hilarious.
I love New York. I loved her on Celebrity Big Brother.
Me too. She hilarious.
I would let Gemma know
that she's a fat cunt.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
I don't want your shoes. Your old maiden shoes.
Maiden type of shoes.
They're missing stones.
Mm-hmm.
Are you watching the new show she's in?
Yes.
What is that show?
It's called House of Villains.
Oh.
It's only a couple episodes in right now. Spoiler alert, New York did go home second, which rocks my world. And now I don't know if I want to watch anymore.
I cannot believe they allowed her to go home.
But she was up there arguing with Omarosa.
Right.
Which you may remember from The Apprentice and later the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did Miss New York say about...
Is her last words to Omarosa?
Yeah. Could you let us know?
Yeah. I said them earlier and I'd be happy to say them again.
Please. Please.
Omarosa, I'd like to take this time to let you know that you are a cocksucking... cum guzzling Republican cunt.
Work.
And I sleep better at night knowing you're not in the White House.
Amen. Let me say this to you. I have been waiting for someone to knock Omarosa down.
She did dog shit. She gagged her. She truly gagged her.
I have not.
What do you say to somebody?
What do you say to someone?
Whatever you can say to New York, she's going to come back at you with something so much better than what you just said.
And let me say this. Was Miss New York wrong?
I don't see any lies.
I don't see any lies. The lie detector came back.
Yeah.
Proved no lies.
No lies.
No All lies. Truths. All truth. Omarosa, terrible.
Eat farts.
What is the premise of the show?
So they take all the villains of all these reality shows and put them together in a house and they have to compete for $200,000.
Amazing.
A la Big Brother, where they vote each other out.
And they're all assholes.
And they're all just picking fights with each other.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah, Omarosa has New York, obviously. Jax. From Vanderpump,
yeah.
And oh gosh, it has people that I didn't really know. It has a girl from 90 Day Fiance on it. A guy from Survivor, Johnny Fairplay.
I fucking hate Johnny Fairplay.
Okay, well, he's in it.
And he's still rocking the same hair he was rocking in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Bananas from...
Would you have sex with Johnny Bananas? Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Yeah. He can right
a,
now.
He can be a nasty piece of shit to
I don't
me.
Care.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's
I don't
fine.
Care. Mm-hmm. Whew, he looks good.
Douchey guys, though, we all know.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate thing.
It's unfortunate. But wow,
like, when they're douchey, you're like, I could change him.
I can change him. And listen, I know that I'm not going to change Johnny Bananas. What's his name?
Johnny Bananas.
Is it Johnny Bananas?
Yeah.
What? That's fucking stupid.
I don't need to change him.
I don't need to change him either.
I want to just put a quarter in and ride until it stops.
Exactly. And then once it's done, we don't have to talk about it again.
No, you can leave.
You can go. I don't
need a conversation.
I don't want to get to know you.
I don't need it. No, in fact, I'd like him to leave in New York to come in.
First name Johnny, last name Bananas.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
Kevin Bananas.
No. I'm going to ride. Like you said, put the quarter in, ride till we're done. You can get out, send New York in.
Yeah, I just want
to
talk.
We have to have some words.
Yeah.
My God, I love New York. Should we get the last can?
Let's get the last can. Let's take one little more, one little break.
One break. Picture this. I'm laying in bed, a soft sateen sheet just barely covering my lily white bosom as Henry Cavill, used and abused, lays next to me. Can't take his eyes off this model-esque bod. He turns to me and says, "Wow, you look so comfortable." And I am. And that's because I'm resting atop my all-foam Casper mattress. Don't you wish you were me? Well, now you can be. Follow the link in our episode description and find your perfect Casper mattress. Come on. It's risk-free with its 100-night trial and free returns. They also sell pillows, bed frames, jammies, nightlights, and pet beds for when Henry is acting a fool. Get your free Casper delivery today and support my need for a better life. Last can.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Have I listened to the Cher album? Yes.
Is it good?
No.
Okay.
But I have listened to it twice.
What's better, the Cher album or this pack?
The Cher album.
Okay. I need to give Cher's album a listen.
Who's your Christmas queen? Have we talked about this?
I don't know if we've talked
about
Christmas
album really gets your rocks off.
You are not cover to cover.
Yeah. You just play it and it's like, well, this is good. Wait, I know.
Can I give you three?
I know the answer.
Which one? Say
it. I think I know one of them.
Say it.
Beach Boys?
Yes.
I knew that. I knew that. I remember.
I was going to say, growing up, my brother and I was to put the cassette in the tape player.
That's a wonderful
And we would decorate
memory.
Our own little Christmas tree in our bedroom.
That's so cute.
It was really cute. I loved it.
Yes.
And then
I thought you were a little Beach Boy girl for Christmas.
You know I'm a Beach Boy girl. I got my brother that album on vinyl for Christmas 2 years ago, and it comes on like a pine green vinyl. It's really cute.
That's
Guys,
really a sweet
I
gift
love,
too.
I love
How
the Beach Boys.
Is
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I know, I
All
love
right, your
that.
Other Christmas albums?
The other two are tied for me, and they're very weird.
I hope
weird.
You say the one... Oh, no, you're not going to say the one that I like.
I don't think you're going to... Well, I love Christmas music, and you know that.
Yeah.
But the two...
Oh, I'll listen to any of it.
I will listen to anything.
I will listen to it all.
But the two that I love, they're so weird. Mary J. Blige has an album called A Very Merry Christmas, but it's M-A-R-Y.
Yeah, there it is.
And the bitch knows how to sing. It's a great album.
I don't love Mary J. Blige.
I normally don't either, other than Real Love. Good song.
Yes.
Great,
that's a
great
song.
Right? And then the second album, again, a huge curveball, CeeLo Green's A Very Magic Christmas. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't he a terrible person?
No, that's R. Kelly.
Did not confuse R. Kelly and CeeLo Green.
Well, R.
I
Kelly has a Christmas
CeeLo
album
Green
too.
Is also a bad person.
Is he?
Now I don't know. Don't.
Well R.
Nobody.
R. Kelly also has a Christmas
send
album.
To CeeLo.
R. Kelly also has a Christmas
I
album.
I know. I am not confusing R. Kelly. And
I know,
CeeLo
but that's
Green.
What I'm saying. I'm just saying because he also has a Christmas album and he is shitty.
Remember how CeeLo Green also goes by Gnarls Barkley?
Oh yeah.
Random.
Wild. I know. What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but I wanted you to say the one that is my favorite.
Which is?
Kelly Clarkson.
I almost said that!
Kelly Clarkson can sing.
Are you talking about Wrapped in Red
do you
by
know
One
I,
Miss Kelly Clarkson?
Stop I am 100%. That one can just go on.
That, oh my God. Underneath the Tree.
Oh, and also Michael Bublé.
Oh, great album. Great album. Oh,
I feel like that's, I'm giving you very like normal white person answers.
Oh, very true.
Very boring, but great.
But let me give you three pop singles.
Wait, let's crack these.
Okay, let's crack them. Yeah, sorry. All right, guys, Last Can.
This is the one we were looking forward to the most.
We thought this was going to be the best.
We think, not thought. We don't know. Don't use past tense. You're right.
I don't want to jinx
anything. We think this one's going to be the best.
Pineapple Hibiscus. Again, the can is adorable. A
hibiscus tea, delicious. Come on, pineapples. Absolutely. Come on.
I love both. Yeah. This has to be good.
Imagine if it was cucumber.
No.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds awful.
Cucumber watermelon tea.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
That's disgusting.
Let's give this a crack.
All right, here we go.
Give her a sniff.
Lover boy.
I smell pineapple.
It smells very sweet.
It does smell very sweet.
Is that minty?
It's minty. It's very minty.
Like there's like it's cooled your mouth, minty.
Yeah. Like not peppermint, but winter fresh. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking menthol.
Menthol.
Hmm. I would never buy this pack again.
This is the worst pack I've ever purchased. That's ever been purchased. I haven't purchased it.
No, I'm the unlucky fucker.
You purchased it. Yeah. You purchased it. What are you giving this? I'm going to give this a 4. I'm going to give this a 4.
4. That's fair.
And I feel like 4 is generous.
So if we've had a 2, a 1, a 5, and a 4.
Yeah.
Does that make the average 3?
Yes. This pack is a
3. I would 3. Rate it lower than that.
I would give the whole pack a 2.
Yeah, I'd give it a 2.
The pack's getting a 2.
And it's only a 2 because of the beautiful cans.
The cans are gorgeous. I'd give it a 3 specifically for the packaging.
This is when you date that hot guy and he's terrible in bed.
Yes. Yes. It's awful.
You date that hot guy and his mouth tastes like
poop.
I don't know how to explain it. You know when guys' mouths like, taste like beef jerky?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Like it's like an unbrushed tooth.
Yeah.
You know?
That's him. Like he looks so good on the outside. You're like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Yes.
I love the way he's dressed. He looks so cute. He presents really well.
And then you smooch. And it's... He's not good at kissing. And B, it tastes bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then you're like, maybe it's one wrong kiss. Like...
And you try
and
again.
Then you try and then you have sex and then you're like, wow, that was bad.
This was a waste of my time.
But unlike my past, I'm never buying this again.
Never again. You're not getting a second try.
No.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I'm a strong, independent woman who's learned a lesson.
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. Amen, sister. The pack to me is a 2. I'm giving it a 3 because I love the packaging. But if Loverboy wants a sponsorship, the pack is a 10.
9.5. I don't want to get wild.
Okay. You're right.
If they're sponsoring, it's incredible.
If they're sponsoring, it's fantastic.
If they have merch with like their logo on it, send it my way.
I'm buying
it. Really
cute.
Yeah,
it's really cute. Other than that, it's a hard pass on me.
Hard pass. Not good at all.
Like the hardest pass I've ever made. Terrible.
So before we cracked, you were giving me 3... What were you giving me? 3 what?
I was giving you 3 Christmas pop singles that I really love. And okay. I know that they're staples and people actually, yes.
Pop
Christmas.
Pop Christmas.
I all love right. Santa Tell Me Santa by Miss Ariana Grande. Don't make me. I love One More Sleep. By Leona Lewis.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's so cute. And then you have to get into, obviously, a staple, a classic, NSYNC. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
So good.
I like, underneath my Christmas tree, I'll be
Santa, that's my only wish this year. Great one. Good one.
And I also like... Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's, is it rapping? It's Christmas rapping.
Yeah.
Oh, so that song's a banger.
Good. I think it's so good.
Also, Wham, Last Christmas.
Oh my God.
Oh. Boom, 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 boom. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yes.
With feathered hair.
Oh, it's fabulous.
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 I love that.
I like old school Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Pop Christmas. I can't think of other ones that I'm like what really about, in it for.
What about The 7 Days of Christmas by Destiny's Child?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, great I could do song. That. Great song. When she gets a diamond belly ring.
I wish that Beyonce never went out on her own, and I wish that it was constantly Destiny's Child.
Me too. Me too. Well, because you know what? She left the other two in the dust.
In the dirty dust.
Kelly Rowland doing okay. Michelle couldn't handle it.
Food stamps. Yeah.
Food stamps. I see that you have a little Christmas nutcracker in here.
Yeah.
Adorable. And the spooky's away. The spooky's completely gone.
We did. Yes. So we're in a transitional phase right now. The mantle has the spooky's gone and some hints of Christmas up there. If you can see the vase that used to have fall leaves in it now has snow-covered pine.
Very sweet.
And cranberries.
Cranberries.
Yeah. But yeah, we just bought this stupid porch sign, I think it's called, from Five Below. And it has the nutcracker on it, and so he's just leaning against the fireplace. I don't know what to do with it.
Let me say something about Five Below. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier. I am not here for this new section that they have where shit's more than $5.
Yeah.
The store is called Five Below. Yeah. I want $5 and below.
It's called Five Below and Beyond.
You... No.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called in the window now.
That's stupid.
Not the store, but like that's what they call that area. It's Five Beyond.
Let me say this to you.
I don't want Five Beyond.
You know that shit still costs a nickel to make, and it could be sold for $5. It's terrible.
It's pickleball.
No, I don't like any
part of that. It's a Hello Kitty blind bag.
Right. You could put that shit for $5. Don't play me like that. And then this other thing with the Dollar Tree.
Do it. Put them square on blast.
The Dollar Tree. First and foremost, you're going to put some shit. You're going to raise the shit to $1.25.
Maybe some people in America have a Dollar Tree that sprouts $5 renos, but I don't.
I know.
$1 reno for me.
$1. You may as well have raised it to $5 at the $1.25.
It went to $1.25.
Stupid. And now they have...
And now even that, like, I do like turn my back on the dollar store sometimes.
I always do.
So I'm like, oh, they get too expensive.
Yes.
Like just by going to $1.25. I was like, nope, you lost
me. No. Listen, because the shit is still valued at $1. The quality has not gotten any better.
No, it's the same thing.
25 cents more, chill out.
It's the same thing.
Chill out. No, I'm not doing that. And then they also have a section now where is it up to $5 or is it even higher?
Oh, I don't know. I know that there's a $5 section now, a couple aisles.
I think that's... Couple aisles?
Yeah. It's like all of their holiday stuff now is $5.
I'd rather just go... And I hate Walmart. I'd rather just go to Walmart.
Go to Target.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I have to choose something else,
go to Target,
it's shitty.
And go get the fucking Target birds.
Spend... Oh, I love
the Target birds.
Target
are $5. If you're going to spend $5, spend it right.
I saw the cutest Christmas tree cookie jar today in the dollar spot.
Yeah, right. The dollar spot at Target gets me going. Now, this is where I am a pesky little bitch.
Okay.
If the Dollarino store wants to charge me $5,
right,
I say, no, you're the Dollarino store.
Yeah.
If the dollar section at Target has $1, $3, and $5, anything in there to me is nearly free.
That 100%.
I put it into the cart without checking.
But also, let's be clear that the shit at Target in the $1, $3, $5 section, the dollar
better.
Spot.
It's better.
It's better quality.
Yes.
And it's cute.
Cute.
The shit that you're trying to charge me more money for mm-hmm. at the Dollarino store, mm-hmm. it's still dog shit.
Yeah.
It's still cheap as shit and it's going to fall apart quick.
And the floor is sticky.
The dollar store is disgusting.
Yeah.
The dollar store, let's
now,
call it
what
it is.
Now, some people need the dollar store to survive.
100%.
I understand that.
And get it.
I understand that. I think that it should be $1, though.
Right. The 25 cents, fuck off with that.
Fuck all the way off.
Fuck off with that. I don't like that. I can't go for that. No can do. Not me.
For what?
I'd rather...
For what?
If I'm choosing between two shitty stores, I'm gonna go to Walmart.
Yeah.
But if I'm choosing to actually step my pussy up, I'm going to Target.
Yeah.
That dollar spot, I almost lost my marbles in today. The birds, the fucking Christmas tree cookie jar. There was a really cute little Feliz Navidad, little, you know,
I don't
bread tray. It was cute as a button.
Don't, please don't say bread tray. What the fuck do you mean bread tray?
Like a tray that you put bread on. You never had that?
You have a specific tray for bread?
People do. I didn't buy it. I don't.
You have a specific tray for bread?
People do. I don't. I don't buy bread. Low carb, baby. I can't. Oh, God. Guys, what do you think? Should we get the fuck out of here?
Get the fuck out of Dodge.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Guys, if you like this episode, make sure you follow us on Instagram at @2blankAs and give this podcast a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to it.
Yes.
And
give it a BJ.
Give her the old Rosie Palmer.
Yeah, give this episode a Rosie Palmer.
Let her know you appreciate her.
Yeah.
Let her know.
Give her a like.
I love that.
And share.
And share
it. Tell your friends. We're the funniest people in the world.
Tell your fag friends that we're hilarious.
And if you know anybody who works at Loverboy, no, you don't. Unless you can get us a sponsorship. We are willing to delete this episode.
Listen, this episode can go away lickety-split.
Yeah.
But
two shakes of a lamb's tail.
I don't even care. Just let me sign a contract and start. Let the money roll in. Let us know. And if you want to sponsor a beverage that tastes pretty good, maybe so-so.
Yeah.
Cash App us.
Before we go, I have one question.
Ask it.
Would you rather burp in someone's mouth when you're kissing them or fart when you're cuddling with them?
How long have we known each other?
10 minutes.
I'm farting. Burping is so disgusting.
So you'd rather fart when you cuddle with them?
I don't want to burp in someone's mouth.
You're going to push your butt cheeks right onto their wiener and then toot?
Yeah. It's better than in their mouth.
Have you ever been cuddling with somebody and tickled your butt cheeks up to their peen?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you want to toot right then?
Yeah. If you're because I'm normally big spoon.
So you've had tushy cheeks pushed up against your peen?
Right, but like
peen?
When you like push up against, you're signaling for sexy time.
Not always. But yes, I understand.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes. So you're normally big spoon.
Yes.
So you think you're getting away scot-free by tooting outside of it. No, not in our storyline.
No, I'm still tooting on the dick.
You must be tooting on the dick.
Still tooting on the pipe. Yeah.
You're tooting loud under the covers.
Yeah.
And they're like, was that your... Did you... I did.
Two in the pink, a toot in the stink.
Yeah.
What are you choosing?
I'm burping.
You're burping?
Yeah.
Ew, why?
I know, it's disgusting.
If you burp in my mouth, I'm throwing up.
I cannot toot on the dick.
Why?
Kevin,
why?
I think that should be self-explanatory.
Wait, but are you like... But like, are you like naked? So it's
I'm
like
worried
naked dick
about
to cheeks?
The stinks. I'm worried about the stinks. Tell me this, and this is just between us.
Okay, just between us.
Nobody
girls,
else can hear.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tooted and been shocked by your own stink?
Always.
So you want to do that when cuddling?
I think that if someone burped in my mouth, I would throw up. So I'm thinking the same way. I feel like if I burped in someone's mouth, they would throw up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, hey, yikes, I just tooted and it stinks. And it vibrated this whole bed.
Yeah.
But
you've been shocked.
It'll go away in like 3 minutes. I think it's okay. That's how I feel about it.
You think a toot is less assaultive than a burp?
I do.
Okay.
Because also, you know, maybe they're congested that day. Maybe they're not smelling.
You're a constant tooter, though.
I've tooted 3 times since we started this conversation.
And I'm telling you, I'm hinting to you.
Stop.
You should pick the burp. We have to go.
And on that note, we gotta go.
All right. Catch you later.
We love you guys. We'll see you later.
Maybe I'll post that survey question online.
Please. Oh, please post.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.